Kakolosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot. Now that we finished the halachot of Shalom Alechem and Eshet Chayil, we're going to continue in the halacha Brura brings down, again, the Siman Samach Bet in the new volume, Chelek HaMeshetzer, the 15th volume, which is a new volume that just came out. He says like this, Yizeh kol adam me'od shelo likanes ashu machloket uktadar b'lel Shabbat. A person should be very cautious not to have any machloket on the night of Shabbat, or also on the night of Shabbat. Ela adraba, the opposite. Yeh ohev shalom v'rode shalom. A person should always seek the peace. Even if they're going to get you angry, you should be very, very careful not to get angry on Shabbat. Why? Because the Satan is mekatreg and he's doing double overtime work in order to cause machloket, whether it is between husband and wife or whether it is between one friend and another friend on the night of Shabbat. And if a person does a machloket or he gets into a fight on the Shabbat, he's pogem bekdushat Shabbat. He's actually, as if to say, defiling, right, the concept of Shabbat. So he says you like this. The Tikkuni HaZohar brings down that a person should not get angry whatsoever on Shabbat. And the Mishnah Berurah already in Sifkat Anteh brings down the Zohar Kadosh and the Mekubalim that they were very careful. And he says this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Gittin Nun Bet Amud Aleph had, if you remember, the famous story of two people that every single night of Shabbat they were getting into a fight. Why? Because the Satan was there until finally Rabbi Min Bar Anes came and he used to sit there for 3 weeks in a row on night of Shabbat, just sitting there. Now obviously they're embarrassed to start fighting in front of Rabbi Min Bar Anes. So after the third week that they didn't fight, the Satan came and he said, well, look at this guy that he threw me out of my house, as if to say. That he threw the Satan out of his house. So he says, so from here we actually learn that the Satan actually tries extra hard, right, on Erev Shabbat to start making machloket. The Sefer Seder Yom also brings down that if a person does have, right, a quarrel or whatever, he should try to keep away from it, because again, it's going to be pogem b'kdushat Shabbat. And the same thing says, Manan Achida Morebe Etzba. He says at the time of Erev Shabbat, by the time of Mincha, that's the most apropos for the Satan, because the Sitra Achara is actually working even more in order to cause a machloket. So we have to even be more careful not to have any types of fights. So the Ben Yehuda, he comes on the Gemara on Shabbat, Kufyutet Amud Aleph, and he says, when it's written in the Gemara, Boven Etzel Likrat Shabbat Malkita, by Lechad Odi, they say that we're coming and we're trying to say, come, right? Bo'u Kala, right? Likrat Shabbat Malkita, he says that Rashet Tevot, the first letters of the acronym of Boven Etzel Likrat Shabbat Malkita, is Bishalom, is with peace. So therefore, a person should be very, very careful not to cause any machloket, whether it is going to be on Erev Shabbat or on Shabbat in itself. Now, it is very, very good also to be careful not to throw things on the floor on the Shabbat, is right off the table, in a place where you cannot clean it. Because of Kvod HaShabbat, we should have everything on the table. We shouldn't just throw things off of the table. Now, the table should already have a mapah throughout the entire Shabbat. You should have a tablecloth throughout the entire Shabbat until after Havdalah. And it's fitting that it should be a very, very nice one from the beginning until the end of the Shabbat. So he says over here, even before the Shabbat, the table should already be set. You should have beautiful utensils and lechem mishneh, and it's good even to have the wine on the table. That's what's brought down in the Shuti Tordut B'tshuva. Now he says, after you finish the meal, right, you should always leave a piece of bread on the table, because the Gemara Sanhedrin of Tzadik Bet Amud Aleph says, Amar Bilazar, anybody that doesn't leave bread on the table, he does not see Siman Bracha Leolam. He does not see a Siman Bracha. As it's brought down in the Pasuk, En Tzadik Lochlo, Al Ken Lo Yachil Tuvo. So therefore it's written that it's better to have always bread on the table. You shouldn't take off the bread of the table. However, though, you're not allowed to bring a full bread to the table, but then it looks like you're doing like Avodah Zarah. But that was the form of doing Avodah Zarah, is that they would bring a full bread to the table afterwards. So if you have bread there, you leave the bread there. Or if you even had a full bread there, you can leave it there, you don't have to take it off. But you do not bring a full bread to the table after the meal, because that looks like Avodah Zarah. So he says, however though, you should have the bread there as well. The Ariza HaKadosh was even a little bit more strict, that after the Seudah of Lil Shabbat, he used to leave even the cup of Kiddush, right, with the leftover wine on the table with a little bit of bread. And he used to do that because he always wanted that there should be Beracha on the table. So therefore, by doing that, he would leave, as if to say, the kos of Kiddush with the wine still inside of it, a little bit of wine, and he would just leave it there on the table. That's what's brought down in the Magen Avraham, the name of Shara Kavanot, that was Minhag of the Ariza HaKadosh. Rabbi Avraham Azulai also brought down the same thing, and the Yerba, look at the Kaf HaChaim, that he says it's always to leave Beracha also on the table. So that was also just a few different important points, and we should always have the Mapa again on the table. And it, nowadays he does bring down that there was a Minhag to have the beautiful Mapa on the table, and then sometimes we'll put like a plastic tablecloth, and then we get rid of the plastic tablecloth, but the other tablecloth, which is below, is always there for the entire Shabbat. So he says that's a minhag of nowadays, a lot of people do. So therefore, again, this is just the concept of beautifying the Shabbat and having the table set. Exactly.